Blog Talk Radio.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Are you guys looking at it that way or a different way? You got to look at it this way, you know.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
That's all you can do anymore, really. I mean, I don't know. Hey, guys. It's been a while since I talked to you. It's been a while since I've done an episode of Randomized. Well, tonight you get a little bit more truth from me. All right, that's great. One person in the audience. Yeah, thanks for applauding. Thank you very much. Yeah. No, I'm going to share some things with you tonight that I don't know if I was even ready to share. Just because we all stay to ourselves, pretty much. And shit, where do you start with this one? let me just be honest with you. I'm just going to cut right to the chase. All right. All right. There's that one person again. Thank you. Appreciate it. No, I'm going to cut right to the chase. Honestly, I struggle. There's a reason a lot of you don't see me anymore, and I don't go out much anymore, is because I struggle. I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages every single day, and I finally just, I stop looking at them because it's too much. I cannot answer all of them. It's not humanly possible unless you have somebody working for you. And I'm not hiring somebody to look at my messages. I go through my ups and downs, and again, I'll be honest with you, lately I've been going through a down, and I've focused all my energy on painting my kitchen, my kitchen and my my ceiling in my kitchen. That's what I do. I focus on things that takes my mind off of things. And tonight, I don't know, I guess it hit ahead. I was just starting to feel better. This is tough to talk about because it's about me, you know, and nobody wants to be honest about their mental feelings and their what they go through on their daily lives. You know, everybody thinks, oh, Jeremy, that big tough guy, you know, he's fine. You know, he has a good job and he does this. No, it's not as simple as that. It just ain't. It's just not as simple as that. I wish it was. It's just not. So I am fortunate enough and honest enough just to do a live broadcast with you folks and let you know how I feel. I have nothing to hide, and I'm not ashamed of anything that I feel. You know, some people would be like, damn, dude, like, you just put that shit out there? Yeah, why not? Because I know there's other people out there that are struggling worse, way worse than what I ever have. And I have the benefit of being the voice for the voiceless, and I appreciate that. I mean, God gave me that gift. I mean, bear with me. If you don't like it, that's fine. You don't have to listen to it. Sometimes I go off and sometimes I don't. I was thinking about stuff tonight, though. I'm like, shit. You know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, every broadcast that I did, I went off like a sailor. Like, I was F this and F that. And I thought to myself, I'm like, holy shit, man. I was in a bad place, wasn't I? And I'm like, oh, yeah, oh. It's weird when you can we could figure out the tough spots that you're in your life. And I can tell when I am in a bad spot, it's because I swear a lot and I get angry, very angry. I got something sent to me tonight, and I'm not going to say by who, but it was a TikTok video, and everybody's like, oh, you got to quit watching TikTok. No. There's a lot of good shit on TikTok. There really is. But this particular TikTok video had a message, and it said something on the lines of, you know, when somebody is very easily angered, it's because they have a huge heart and they take everything to heart. That was me. I posted it on my Facebook page. You can scroll back and find it somewhere. I have a quick temper. I have in the last 3 years, since I woke up and started doing my own research and seeing things for what they are, and realizing that, God damn, we've been lied to for so long. And I get in arguments sometimes, and I need to stop it because there's no need to argue or, you know, try to defend my position with people that are still living in the matrix. They just don't understand that they've been lied to. This particular person called me a conspiracy theorist, or they don't believe in conspiracy theories. And when anybody ever tells me, well, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, that tells me that they listen to mainstream media way too fucking much. Because, excuse me, mainstream media are nothing but a bunch of paid propagandists by the world's elite. And that, if you research it, you'll understand it, that I'm telling you the truth. I have no reason to lie to you. You know, there's like 4 years ago that I thought I was very well informed because I read the headlines, the headline news from ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, all of them. And I found out rather quickly that I've been lied to, and it's nothing but propaganda. I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. It's called the Smith Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, Modernization Act. It went into effect under Obama, under the Defense Act in 2012, went into effect in 2013. Essentially, it made it legal for state-run propaganda through our media sources. And when I read that, it was an eye-opener for me. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We live in the United States of America now. Why would they allow that? Because I always thought Obama was like one of the best presidents ever. So, I mean, the guy can talk. I mean, Jesus, talk about charisma. But then I'm like, holy shit. But then when I really started digging into things, it's not Obama, or just Obama. It's Clinton. It's Bush. It's Biden. It's every fucking president for the last how many decades that have been lying to us, and they're good at it. I don't know. I wanted to do this broadcast tonight because. This person that I was having a conversation with didn't find anything wrong with what they were saying. Like they didn't want to hear what I had to say. I led them in a direction. I told them about policies that Trump put in place. And forgive me if I can't tell you what those policies are right now. I forget way more than a lot of people will ever know. That's the way it is. And I'm not trying to make excuses. I just can't think of it right now. And I, I have it all saved. And if you ever want it, just private message me and I'll send it to you. The Abrams Act, something with the Abrams Act. That's where my mind is it's always confused because they have a lot in it. I don't sleep much because of what I know or what I've forgotten. That's sad, really. It just beyond sad, ladies and gentlemen, because it's killing me. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I don't want you to anything. I'm just telling you, it's literally killing me. Mentally and health-wise, it's killing me. And there's very few people in my life that know exactly what I'm going through. And I don't need to mention their names. I just I want you guys to understand that the things that I know and I try to get out there, I can't because I am so shadow banned on social media. There is one plus in this story is that I put out a goofy post last night on X or Twitter. I was just joking around. Just bored, and I thought, I'm going to throw this post out there. I said, I'm at 752 followers, and can I hit 753 tonight? And 24 hours later, I'm sitting at over 2,000 followers on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I post all this stuff about truth. I'm like, the studies that have been done on, the studies that have been done on vaccinations regarding COVID, you name it, I've posted it. I observe so much shit, and it's not normal for a human mind to absorb as much as mine has. And I'm not by no means am I telling you that I think I'm smarter than any of you. I just observed way too much. I do. And it affects me in a bad way. I don't sleep because of it. And, you know, I talk to people and I see people and they're, you know, they look at me and laugh and they point their fingers and, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's like, motherfucker, if you spent half the amount of time that I do observing shit, you wouldn't be able to sleep either, because it's disturbing what our government is up to, what the world is up to, the world leaders. Oh fuck. It sucks. It sucks if you're me. But that's what I choose to do because I don't want to play video games. I don't want to watch movies. I want to know what the fuck is going on in this world and why it's going on. I want to try to figure it out. And the more I try to figure it out, the more upset and frustrated I get because nobody else seems to give two fucks. No, it doesn't affect me. Well, it does affect you. You don't even know it. That's the shitty thing about all of this. So, yeah, okay, yeah. That's the gist of it. I mean, it's horrible. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. I don't want anybody to feel bad for me just because what I choose to do is what I choose to pay attention to. And honestly, you know, like, okay, so this last week we had this whole fiasco with the Speaker of the House. Oh, yeah, we're not going to elect him because he's not the guy. And then we get this Mike Johnson from Louisiana. Who the fuck is Mike Johnson? I didn't know who he was. Did you? So, as taxpaying citizens and Americans, shouldn't we know every person in Congress and Senate? Shouldn't we know who they are, what their face looks like, what they stand for, regardless if they are our representatives or not? After all, they are all of our representatives, right? Well, maybe not. And listen, I'm not pointing my finger at you guys because I'm just as guilty. Somebody pointed this out to me on Twitter. Like, did you know who Mike Johnson was? I was like, who the fuck is Mike Johnson? I had no idea. So I sit here staring at the wall thinking to myself, I'm not as smart as I think I am. I don't know. I think a lot. I observe a lot. But at the end of the day, I'm not a straight-A student. I am nowhere near I'm nothing special. I just observe. It bothers me. It bothers me that I don't know. It bothers me that I don't know who every single representative is in Congress or Senate. Because at the end of the day, it affects my life. And fuck my life. I don't care about my life. I worry about my children's life. My mom and dad, I mean, they're getting older. Yeah, and I love my mom and dad. Don't get me wrong. I want to see them live out their quote-unquote golden years, and that's a bunch of bullshit, too. Well, who the fuck came up with that term, golden years? You know what your golden years are? When you're 18 years old and you graduate from high school, that's when they should let you retire for, like, 5 to 10 years. At least 5. And say, you know what? We're going to let you retire for 5 years. Here's a government loan. Pay it back. No interest. You work for the rest of your life. Because when you get to 68, 70, 75, 80, you don't want to sit at home. You're bored. You're bored as fuck. When you're 20, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you want to go out and have fun while you're able to. When you're 80, fuck, you got a walker. You got an electric cart in the back of your pickup so you can get around, scoot around. You smoke for 60 fucking years, 50 years, 40, what does it matter? That's how you want to live the rest of your life? That's your retirement? That's not retirement. You worked your whole fucking life paying all your taxes into this corrupt government that is giving $20 billion or $20 million or whatever the fuck it is to Pakistan for gender studies, and you get to spend the rest of your life half miserable? That's not fucking right. You know that. I know that. We all know it. Why the fuck are we normalizing that? Why are we allowing these elite pieces of shit that have more money than they could need in 3,000 lifetimes telling us how we should live our life? Why? You know, I've said to a few people here in the last couple weeks, ask why. Ask questions. Why is 2 plus 2? Well, because 2 plus 2 is 4. Well, why is it 4? Well, because it is. Well, who told you that? Well, my math teacher. Well, who told your math teacher? Well, his math teacher. Well, who told his math teacher? On down the line, you get my gist. Why do we just accept things for what they are? Why don't we, as human beings and as a society, stand up and say, you know what, enough's enough. Dude, I want to live a good life too. I don't need to be rich. I don't need to be rich. I just want to have enough money to eat, sleep, shit, and eat ice cream. That's all I fucking want. Why is that so much to ask? Why do we have to be slaves to a fucking system for our entire lives? Oh, yep. By the way, we raised the retirement age to 68. So now you're going to have to work till you're 68. Well, how about if I just go to school till I'm 18 and listen to your indoctrination in the education system? And then when I graduate high school and you give me that diploma, oh, yay, yep, great. I graduated your indoctrination program. Awesome. How about if I just retire from then, from 18 to 25, 7 years. Let's call it 7 years. The government just, you know what? We're going to give you $250,000. And You invest it. You do whatever you want to do with that $250,000. But once that $250,000 is gone, you start paying the United States government back. How about that? What about that for an idea? Oh, why should we give anybody any money? Good question. Why should we give people welfare? They keep on having kids. They pop out fucking kids like they're fucking gremlins that get dumped with water. But yet they get more money and more money and more money and more money. Now, some of these people, they figured out the system. You're 48, 49, 50 years old, parents still popping off fucking kids. How the fuck do you do that when you're 50 years old? And why do you want to? I'm 46. I sure the fuck don't want any more kids. I mean, I love my two kids that I have. But, I mean, my youngest is 20. Why would I want to start all over? Oh, because I can work the system. I was raised to have a good work ethic. I was raised to not abuse the system. But the older I get, I'm like, why the fuck shouldn't I? Why do I go to work every week and spend 5 days or 10 days away from home to supply this country with their goods, being a truck driver? And what do I get in return? Shit wages and headaches. Every week I'm spending $500 on a repair bill and trying to repair bill every week that keeps getting added up, because every time I get close, oh, there, you broke down again. You got to pay another $500 this week and $500 next week. Nobody knows what the fuck we go through. We all just go about our daily lives because it doesn't affect us. Oh, he drives a Cadillac Escalade. Oh, fucking yay me. Now my insurance just went up $20 this month. Why? Inflation. Well, where the fuck did my wages go up? My wages didn't go up. So why the fuck do I got to pay you $20 for the insurance? And by the way, I only drive my Cadillac Escalade 2.5 miles to work and 2.5 miles back. I bought my Cadillac Escalade 3 years ago, and I've put on less than 10,000 miles on it. Now I got to pay you more fucking money for full coverage insurance for what? Because the name on the on the hood of the car? Get the fuck out of here. When are you guys going to stand up and realize that we're being fucked and we're being abused and we're being manipulated and we're being indoctrinated with this system that they have created? And this system was created centuries ago. Look at 1776. Now go back mid-1800s, Civil War era, and all of a sudden they added amendments onto the Constitution. Now go look, and you're going to like this radio show on Tuesday night because I have a lot to say. I'll share a little bit with you tonight. 1912, 1913, when the Federal Reserve was created by the Rothschilds and these rich bastards, these crooks. All of a sudden, an amendment to our Constitution, the 16th Amendment, which states that, oh, well, we decided that Congress can issue an income tax on your wages. Even though in 1896, there's a Supreme Court ruling that said it was unconstitutional according to the Bill of Rights. But here we are. And nobody questions it. No, not a fucking soul questions it. Why? Why? Do you see what keeps me up at night, ladies and gentlemen? The Constitution isn't the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is your Constitution. Anything after the Bill of Rights, besides the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, which had to do with slavery and civil rights and a civil war, allowing African-American males to vote. Not females, but males. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Everybody should be allowed to afford the same constitutional rights that we are. And when I say we, I'm saying white folk, black folk, brown folk, it doesn't matter. We all should afford that same right. Women's rights to vote didn't come until 1920. And if you listen to the constitutionalists, we explain a lot of this, and Bull Johnson is very good at explaining it way better than I will ever be. I'm pretty sure that Bull probably does not want to be on the radio show on Tuesday night when we talk about the 16th Amendment, because that one really pisses me off. And there's other ones that pisses me off worse, but are at least the same. Just nobody seems to care about the facts. Nobody seems to care about truth, and nobody seems to care about history. The fact of the matter is that African Americans, I don't need to use the correct term. I don't need to. I don't have to, and I don't want to. Black people do not need to bow down to white people and vice versa. We are all people. We all bleed the color red. And I'm so effing tired of everybody having to be politically correct because there's a certain party that says if you aren't politically correct, you're a racist or you're a bigot or you're a misogynist. You know what? Well, fuck you. There's my 2 cents. And if you don't like that, I don't give two shit. I don't care. I'm not here for your fucking feelings. I just want everybody to be treated equally. I'm not here to put a big fucking George Floyd flag on my deck. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to. I will never do it. Or Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm not gonna put a big flag in remembrance of you. You fuckers were thugs. Are there people that were shot or hurt by police, by overjealous or overzealous police? Absolutely. You look at the case in Brooklyn Park or Minneapolis or St. Paul, whatever the fuck it was. I can't remember his name, and I apologize, but it was on the tip of my tongue. I just lost it. But Sandra Bland, and look at Freddie Gray. There's a thousand names I could, not a thousand, but it's dozens of names I could come out with. Now, not all of those people were thugs. And when you watch the video and you put yourself in their shoes, do they have the right to question the police? Absolutely. Why wouldn't they? Well, but they're black people. They don't deserve that right. By any means am I, like, trying to play the liberal card here. I'm just playing the logic card here. And a lot of people are going to like it. And I don't give a shit. If you don't like what I have to say, I don't give two fucks. I really don't. What happened to some of these folks, it wasn't right. And on the last episode, I don't remember what episode it was. Me and Daryl Gibbs, we were on, and I shared some statistics. People think that blacks are, shit. I can't think of the word I'm looking for here. They think they get shot more than white people do. And it's not the case. One of the statistics that I read was, this, I got to remember now, but it's fucking horrible. And it doesn't look good for black people. But it doesn't make all black people bad. By the way, Philando Castile in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I I remember shit as I talk about stuff. So bear with me here, okay? Please. It's a fucking curse. Anyway, so I was talking to Daryl. Daryl's he's a black man that ran for lieutenant governor in Colorado, and I love that guy. He's like one of the most common sense dudes you'll ever meet. And I say black guy because it adds context to the subject that I'm talking about. So I was reading off statistics, and in 2020, I believe it was, there was 160 million Americans were white. No, 260 million were white. 260 million Americans were white. And 61 million were black. So 260 million were white, 61 million were black in 2020, I believe it was. And I asked her, I said, out of all the violent crime, what do you think the percentage was that black people committed the violent crime? So there's 61 million blacks and 260 million whites. What percentage of violent crime was committed by black people? He's like, I don't know, 15%, something like that. And I said, what if I told you that 60% of all violent crimes were committed by black people in 2020 when they had 61 million people of the population and the whites had 260 million or 270 million, something like that. He's like, holy shit. Same thing I thought to myself when I read that the statistics. I'm like, holy fuck, that's not good. And then, you know, like Kamala Harris is always like, we want to look at the root of the problem. Okay, let's look at the root of the problem involving blacks and violence and whites and violence. And so I looked a little bit further. Holy shit. It doesn't get any better, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know how many households, black African American households, have a father in the picture? Or let me rephrase it. How many families, black families, don't have a father in it? That it's a single mother household with multiple kids. How many, percentage-wise, how many do you think? And I asked Daryl again, and he was pretty close. I think he said 75%. And I believe that's what he said. I said, you're really close, Daryl. I said, black American families with no father in a household, in a single mother home, literally has, it's a 72% single mother home, or a single parent home. Raised by the mother. 72% of black people or black families are raised by the mother. 72%. That explains everything you need to know about our country, about Black Lives Matter. That Black Lives Matter, by the way, is a bunch of horseshit. If Black Lives Matter, they would make damn sure that they were trying to promote the nuclear family. But you know what? Their mission statement was, when they first started Black Lives Matter, we want to get rid of the nuclear family. That's what their mission statement was. They took it down about 2 months in. You know why? Because Black Lives Matter is nothing but a bunch of pieces of shit. And if you don't like that, fuck you too. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. I know the facts. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not here to defend my position. I know the facts. You want to start trying to defend your position? Try to defend it all you want. But you're talking to a wall at this point because I've done my research. I don't care. 72% of black homes are single mothers raising their children. Where the fuck is the black father? You know where he's at? You know, go ahead and answer it for yourself. I'm not going to, like, assume or take guesses. I'd like to. Where is he at? hustling. Now, don't get me wrong. Are white people better? Any better? Statistically wise, maybe a little bit. But I'll give you my own personal information. I was married. I had two kids with my ex-wife. We got divorced in 2000. Our divorce was finalized in 2006. My son is 23. My daughter is 20. What's beautiful about it, my ex-wife is a really good mother, a wonderful mother, and she always has been. And I tried my best. She never raised my child support. She never went after me when I started making more money. Thank God, because honestly, I don't know how the fuck these guys make it when these greedy mothers go after these guys and want more and more and more and more and more and more and more. My ex-wife was really kind to me, never even questioned it. However, I was man enough when my son needed hockey pads or, you know, there was a lot of times I wasn't able to afford things that my kids needed, but I paid my child support every month, and I got behind for a while. I ain't gonna lie. I don't need to lie to you. But now my kids have been graduated. They're on their own. My daughter needed $7,000 to stay in college, and she was doing really good. I borrowed $7,000 from the place that I'm leased on to. They borrowed it to me, and I paid them back, you know, and she got to stay in school. $7,000. I never got that money back. I'll never get that money back. I don't want the money back. My kids are more important to me than anything else. And I thought at that time that was the best thing for my daughter. And you know what? It turns out that she does better without being in school. And you know what? I don't have any grudges against her or any of that. I just want her to be happy. Thank God, you know, I have great parents and my mom and dad, she needed a car. So my dad bought her a car, and I paid him back half of it so far, and I still owe him $2,500. He doesn't bitch about it. That's his granddaughter. And that's what families are for, ladies and gentlemen, is helping each other out. My dad knows that I'll give him that money back because I don't sleep well knowing that I owe him money. I just don't. And I never will until I pay him back. Maybe that's my problem. Anybody want to borrow me $2,500? But no. And my son, he got himself in a little pickle. I ain't going to say what it was. You know, he just wasn't thinking. And I had to give him $750. But my ex-wife did a lot of things for those kids and paid out of her own pocket that I, you know, she never asked me for. And now that I'm in the position to help my children, I don't ask her because I know she's done her part. Now it's my turn, even though I pay child support. What was my child support? $500 a month for 18 years. There was a lot of times in my life that was very, very tough. Very tough. It was like a third of my income. It sucked. I ain't going to lie to you. But, again, it's your kids. And my point being is what's happening in the black community with 72% of the households being single mothers raising kids, where the fuck are the black fathers at? Where are they? Are they at a Black Lives Matter protest? I mean, what? I struggled because I'm white. It makes me different than you. No. And don't give me this bullshit. Oh, I'm black and the world's against me. No. You have choices. I had choices. I could have said fuck my kids, and I could have done just like everybody else does in the black community as far as males, and just be a hustler. No, I didn't. I chose to fucking work my ass off and do what was right by my children. And if you don't like that, if you think that's racist, fuck you. I don't care. The bottom line is, it's not racist. It's the truth. Yeah, was my child support like a lot of money? It was when you're not making a lot of money. I get it. And to you women out there that you have a hard-on or whatever the fuck you got for your ex, don't do that to them. Get enough money so you and your kids can survive and let your children have a relationship with their father. It's not about you. It's not about your fucking stupid feelings. I watch this way too much where these people go after these their exes maliciously because he did them wrong. What the fuck makes you so perfect? Tell me. Not a motherfucking thing. There's a reason that you're still single and you always will be single. Oh, you'll have a boyfriend for 6 months or 8 months, but you'll always end up single because you are a petty human being. And anybody that keeps their children away from their father or vice versa, away from their mother, unless it's detrimental to those children, you are a piece of shit. This is Jeremy's truth tonight. This is my honesty. And if you're listening to this and you're one of those people, re-fucking evaluate your fucking morals. That's all I'm going to say to you. Your children deserve a relationship with their father or their mother. And your children deserve two parents that co-parent together, whether they're together or they're not together. Don't you take out your personal feelings on your children. Don't you take out your personal feelings on your children when you hate their father or you hate their mother. That makes you a piece of shit. There's your honesty for tonight. Jesus H. I don't know. Honestly, my intention of this broadcast was not to go to where I just went to, but hey, that's me. That's my random thoughts, and that hence the word randomized. I will tell you exactly what I have no reason to lie to you. I will tell you the honest to God truth about me. I can tell you right now, I have never in my entire life been a perfect person. I have done a lot of shit in my life that I regret, and I will always regret, and still do. Excuse me. Okay, so I got the same cigarette that, like, this is the third time I'm lighting it. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, none of you and none of us, nobody is perfect. But when you're in a relationship, when you are married and you get divorced, you may think it's detrimental to your children for them to talk to their dad because you have certain feelings. I have a friend. He'll probably listen to this radio show. But and I'm not going to say his name, but I've watched him on Facebook Lives. And every time he had his daughters, he had two daughters, or has two daughters. Every time he has them, he's fishing with them. He's picking mushrooms with them. This guy is top of the line, a father. He spends time with his daughters. He's teaching them things. They shoot AR-15s. Oh, my God, an AR-15. No, it's not like that, you fucking idiots, those of you that disagree with me on that one. He's teaching his daughters how to shoot a gun. He's not teaching his daughters how to be a fucking mass shooter. He's teaching them how to shoot a gun. I shot my son's AR or AK-47. I don't like guns. I'm not a gun fan. My grandpa was an avid hunter, and I shot a lot of his, you know, over under 12 gauges and 10 gauges and whatever, and deer hunted with him, and it just wasn't for me. I'm not against guns. But this friend I'm talking about, his ex-wife went bonkers on him and basically took his daughters from him. They used to have 50-50 custody. Now he gets to see them every other weekend because she's a petty bitch. And then that's my opinion, not his, mine. Well, maybe his, I don't know. But he didn't tell me to tell you to say this. You men or women, I don't give a fuck what sex you are, what you identify as, whatever. When you pawn, use your kids as pawns to get back at your ex, you are the biggest low-life scumbag piece of shit that this world has ever seen. And if you hear this and you are one of those people that are using your children to get back at your ex, fuck off. And if you're one of my friends on Facebook, unfriend me. I don't want you to be my friend. I don't want to be associated with you. You are fucking scum. We all of us, we get one chance at life. And yes, you know what? I was married at one time. I loved my ex-wife at one time. I still love her. I'm not in love with her. I still love her. You know why? Because she is and was a great mother. And she never tried to stick it to me because she had hard feelings toward me, even though she could have, because I did her wrong. And I've told her that. And I've apologized to her. She could have absolutely just stuck that motherfucker right in my ass with no lube. But you know what? She was better. She talked shit about me at the beginning, but we worked through that. And now today, we're friends. And she's still close with my mom and dad, which I wouldn't want it any other way. Fucking do better. Why did some of you feel like you have to? Oh, he cheated on me. Well, he had his reasons, and honestly, was it right? No, of course not. We know that. He did what he did, or she did what she did. That does not give you the excuse to use your fucking children against your ex, your ex-wife or your ex-husband. Because you're hurt. Not only are you hurting your children, you're hurting your ex in ways that is unforgivable, in my opinion. It's not okay. It's not fair. It's not right. And your kids deserve better than that. Your kids deserve two parents that co-parent together, whether you hate each other or not. Don't be fucking self-absorbed, ignorant cocksuckers. And that's what you're being. So stop it. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with this world? I'm going to use my kids to get back at him. I'm going to show him. No, you're just showing how big of a piece of shit you are. All right, I know. I go to 18 fucking different subjects. That's why it's called randomized. Well, I think I've said a mouthful and a wordful and a mindful and a heartful and a soulful. It's just who I am. I let it out. I let it out. And if you want to judge me for it, that's fine. I'm not here for your approval. I'm here to do a randomized radio show when I feel like I need to do a randomized radio show. And I don't always touch on the points that I want to touch on. Just because I've got a mind full that's crazy. And tonight I wanted to be honest with you about struggle, mental struggle, emotional struggle. There's a lot of people that get in contact with me and say, hey, man, do you think it's time to take a little break? And this one person that got a hold of me said that, and I said, yeah, I think I need to. So I've been trying to. But I still pay attention to stuff and I still observe stuff and I need to. Because I want to be informed of what's going on. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not perfect. And I promise you I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit idly by and let crooked, manipulative people just walk all over this country and take it by storm and laugh at us while they're doing it. I can't, because I have two kids that deserve to grow up and to live the same life I have and have a good life. And so do a lot of you. And that's why it's so important that we all stand together, unified. I don't care who you voted for. Just don't fucking vote for Joe Biden. If you do, you're a fucking dipshit. And listen, I'm not telling you have to vote for Donald Trump either. But Joe Biden is a fucking crook. And if you don't know that, if you don't think he is, call me or text me or message me, and I will show you, I will give you the fucking receipts. Now, Donald Trump, listen, I get it. A lot of you hate Donald Trump because of what the media is. I used to hate Donald Trump. But here's the facts of Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump brash? Is he rude? Is he arrogant? Is he whatever? Yeah, of course he is. But he's got a good heart. You could ask the same question about me. Yeah, Jeremy Johnson, he swears all the time, and he's kind of a dick to people sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. I will treat you like you treat me. But you best believe that if you were down and out, and you were down on your knees, and you needed help, I would be the first motherfucker to be there to help you. And a lot of you know that. So when you hear my name being passed around in the gossip group, you can just remind them of everything that I've tried to do to help people. Don't let me get bashed behind my back. You stand up for me. That's called loyalty. That's called friendship. And when you do that, you let me know that you did that, because I don't know of anybody that does that for me anymore. You know what they do? They add in onto the gossip and the bullshit, which is why you hear me go off 95% of the time. I used to have a lot of friends. Well, I thought I did. No, I don't have a lot of friends. I had a lot of acquaintances. I don't talk to anybody anymore. I sit by myself. When I get home off the road, I sit here by myself. I paint, you know, my kitchen and my bathroom, and that makes me feel good. I go out occasionally, and I talk to people that, you know, and I'm pretty honest with people. There's some people that I've been in arguments about with politics and stuff, and I've apologized. And I have a few friends. I don't hang out with anybody, but I don't consider them my enemies. There's some of my friends that I thought were really my good friends, but turns out that they're not. Turns out that they talk shit behind my back more than they try to help me. And even though they both knew what I was going through, and it didn't seem to faze them. So go ahead and go back to my Facebook, if you guys are on my Facebook. Back to where there's a TikTok video of, you know, somebody that's angry, or they're quick to get angry. That'll explain everything about me. And I don't have to use names. I can just tell you that I've dealt with a lot of bullshit in my life. And there's a lot of you, some of you, that are from different states that are my friends. I consider you my friends, and I always will. I think you guys are great people. Again, I'm not going to mention names. I love you guys, and I wish all of you well. It's one of those things. Life is a trip. Life is so fucked up when you realize how bad we've been lied to about a lot of the things, and how unloyal and disloyal people are. You will understand, like, fuck, dude. I've been in a I don't know what the fuck you want to call it. Like a brainwashing, like sleepwalking. But there's a lot of you that I've met throughout my life in different states and different walks of life, and some of you have been involved with relationship-wise or however. There's a lot of you that I really care about, and I think you guys are just seriously good people. And I have not always treated all of you the greatest, but let me just say on this broadcast live publicly, I apologize for my behavior. I just want you to know that I go through a lot of shit, especially in the last 5 years when I got involved with a lot of stuff I've been involved with. It's tough. It's tough to walk that fine line. And a lot of people message me or send me a text or, you know, a Snapchat or whatever. I'm like, dude, I get hundreds of messages every day. It's not possible for me to get back to you guys. Well, you know, you're important. Of course you are. Of course you are. I just don't have the time. I can't go through all those messages and find yours and single them. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. It's not possible. And a lot of people don't understand that because they've never been in my shoes, and I understand that. I'm just asking you to understand that I've involved myself with so much things and so many things. It's not possible for me to see your messages all the time, and I apologize for that. And I really, like, seriously, it hurts me. It hurts me to think that you think that I'm ignoring you, and I'm not. I promise you I'm not ignoring you. And all of you know who I am, or who you are, when I address that. It bothers me, and I'm sorry for that. So, I think I've spoken a mouthful tonight. Oh, shit. Anyway, well, guys, ladies and gentlemen, less than 3 minutes away from being one complete hour of me spouting off and spewing my thoughts and craziness. I just want you to know that I can be honest with you and tell you that I'm not okay sometimes. And when you don't see me or I'm very quiet, it's because I am trying to reset. It's very tough to be in my position. I am nobody special. I will never claim that I am. But I just involve myself with a lot of stuff. And people that are really close to me understand, and they see it. And I just want you guys to understand that I'm not ignoring you or not reaching out to you because I don't like you or because I don't think you're my friend. I don't talk because I need to reset. Lately, I've needed to reset quite often. It's tough. But I think I'm mad enough to admit that I'm not perfect, and I'm just a human. And I hope you can understand that and respect that. So if you want me to get a hold of you or you need me to get a hold of you, just text me, message me. I go through my messages. It just takes me a while. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. There's a lot of people that message me, and if you read some of the messages that I get, it's absolutely horrible. They're rude. They wish me dead because I have different political views, or even though I used to think the same way they did, but until I woke up. But it's crazy what people will do or say. I mean, it just, people are fucked up. Basically, people are fucked up. This world is fucked up. Just stay straight. Take care of your family. And hold those close that are holding you close. And any of you that are close to me or consider me your friend, I am your friend. And, man, just I will do anything to help you or your family. Just don't give up on me. There's a lot of times I want to give up on myself, but I don't. So I'm asking you, don't give up on me when I need to take a reset. So, yeah, that's all I got. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to me just go off for an hour about different shit. I love each and every one of you, and please, just don't give up on me. I will never give up on you. Just respect when I need to take a reset. I love you. Have a great day. God bless each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you soon.